Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It's your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, alternative and all that kind of stuff. Dark music for interesting stuff. As usual, we have coming up in the show, we have a mixture of music, mainly dark electronic stuff. We have the usual gig guide of clubs and goth-related events, gigs, club nights, all that kind of stuff coming up later in the show. There isn't too much to go along. The show's just myself tonight. I don't actually have any guests or co-presenters tonight, so it's just me, Nige, bringing you all this. And I've got to apologise in advance. A couple of weeks back, I went to Infest and got a big bunch of interviews of various artists out there, of which I bet you're dying to hear, but unfortunately I haven't got any edited yet, so hopefully I'll try and get one sorted for the next show in a fortnight's time. I've been far too busy trying to just sort out tunes and get the newest dark electro for you. We open the show there with, as I said, new Dark Electro. That's a fairly recent release from SITD. That's Metamorphosis off the Cure's Gang CD. I believe it's a new single of theirs. Plenty of stuff coming from Europe and Germany at the moment, things like that. So going to actually kick back a little and go for something a little bit older. This is a few months old, this track. It's hidden on the Assemblage 23 Binary CD single, but it's not the title track. It's one called Dirt, which I particularly enjoy.
We'll be right back.
You heard there, well, actually I intro'd that little segment wrong completely. I said you were about to hear Assemble S23 with Dirt, but then queued up Skin Job with Move. Skin Job, who just recently did a couple of dates in Ireland. Fantastic stuff from him. That EP he's got doing the rounds at the moment is actually really good stuff, really growing on me at the moment, so well done to him. And yeah, that was what I actually had queued up, followed then by Assemble S23 with Dirt, which I think is just one of those cute little tracks that's hidden away on a CD single. It's not made its way onto the album. It's one of them little bonuses you get for going out and getting the single. It's not just a remix. It's something quite different, a little bit not quite in the style of Tom Scheer's usual stuff, but still good stuff, and shows he can be quite dynamic with his range of music. So all good stuff there. Right, I think I'm going to leave the gig guide for a little later in the show. I'm going to play some more tunes first, because, well, you know, I just like the tunes, to be honest, and there's lots of good stuff out there. But bizarrely, I think I'm going to go back in time a little bit. Thinking back to Infest a few weeks ago, the band of the weekend for me had to be Apoptygma Berserk, and I've seen them a few times, and this last time they actually just played a bit off every single album they'd released, which meant that you got some great old stuff as well as a few tracks of their latest album. So last time I saw them before this, they didn't actually play much of their older stuff. They were just promoting their latest album, so it was great to hear some of the older stuff done, and it was done extremely well. And with that in mind, I think I'm just going to play one of their really quite old tracks, one of the first tracks that really got me into them, which is Kathy's song. And this mix is one that you don't hear too much. You normally get one of the remixes, but I'm just going to play the original, the track one off the CD single, so Kathy's song. You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there, that was Covenant with Ritual Noise. That's the Coleco mix, hidden away on the second CD of the Skyshaper album. And I actually really like that mix better than the original, I think. It's just got that kind of basicness to the electronics that make it just a lovely track in my mind. And before that, we had the unforgettable A-pop with Kathy's song, while there. Monumental tracks of a few years ago that just got them noticed by everyone. Fantastic stuff. Okay, as promised, it's time to run down with a gig and club guide for the whole goth alternative world of things going on in the Yorkshire area. We have, coming up this Saturday, on Saturday the 15th September, the Wendy House at Leeds Uni. This big, big goth night of all proportions and all kinds. You've got the main room with goth, 80s, alternative, cheesy stuff, a bit of everything in the main room, and the Mutate room's got more kind of hard dance, electronic, industrial stuff. £5 on the door, 9pm till 2:30am. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. The following week, we have on Saturday, the 22nd of September, Nightclub of the Living Dead at the Subculture in Leeds. So you've got all your kind of goth, rock, 80s, industrial, rockabilly, horror pop, bit of everything going on there, not just goth and industrial. 10pm till late, £4 on the door, or £2 if you're dressed up as a zombie, which, that's got to be a laugh. Absolutely. More information at www.thesubculture.co.uk. Following that, on the Sunday, we have what you can't complain at a free gig. It's the Black Sheep people putting on a free gig at the Subculture in Leeds. The band's playing are Zeitgeist Zero, The Way of All Flesh, Memento Mori. Door 7pm, first band on at 7:30. Free entry, you can't complain at that. www.sheepish.net/live for more information. And keeping an eye on the gigs, it seems that there's a couple of other interesting things coming up in the next few weeks as well, later on in the month and early next month. We have on the 30th of September at the Corporation in Sheffield, we have Seabound, one of my favourite bands, certainly on album. They're very, very good. I want to get down and see them in Sheffield. So Seabound at the Corporation in Sheffield, that's Sunday the 30th of September, supported by Deviant and Prototype. More information at www.thecorporation.org.uk. Not the corporation, actually. No, I read that wrong. www.corporation.org.uk. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, that's it. I think I mentioned this on a previous show. We have a gig in Leeds. A bit closer to home, though, then, because Sheffield can be quite a trek to get to if you don't have your own transport. We have Aria, Angel Spit, and Ego Likeness. I've been playing a bit of Aria on the show anyway. You'll probably know what that's like if you have been listening to previous shows. That's on Friday the 5th of October at Joseph's Well in Leeds. £11. More information about that gig can be found at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. And worthy of note, but not probably worth going into the details just yet, because it's over a month away. We've got on Tuesday the 16th of October, we've got Sidol playing York at the Junction. That's going to be really good. I always love seeing Sidol. They've played a few times in this area, and they just bring the madness of kind of shouty Japanese industrial to good old Yorkshire. So I'll give you more details about that. A reminder nearer the time. Right, what now? Oh, more tunes, we've always got more tunes. What have I got queued up next? We have an up-and-coming small band. We have Razorblade Kisses with Alice. Okay, what did we have there? We had, well, we started with Razorblade Kisses with a track called Alice, and I've just got that on a little promo CD I got handed at Whitby, which hopefully I'll get some more stuff of theirs. They're pretty good sounding, for certainly just from the promo I've heard. Hopefully they've got more stuff either on the way or available somewhere. I better go and really investigate those. Followed that with Snake River Conspiracy with Love Song, a fantastic band who don't seem to have produced much in a good while, but the Sonic Jihad album is just... it's unique yet brilliantly produced, all great stuff on there. I could have chosen any of pretty much the 11 tracks on there and it'd have been brilliant. And followed that with The Birthday Massacre, that was Play Dead off their last album. And actually, thinking about it, I believe they've got a new album coming out later this month. I will dig out more details for the next show. In fact, if it comes out in time, I'll hopefully try and get a copy and play you some tracks off that, because if that, again, is anything like their previous album that I've just played a track off, hopefully it'll be fantastic stuff. And fingers crossed that they will tour again with it like they did the last album. They'll come and play somewhere in Yorkshire. Last time I remember seeing them in Leeds, and they were a very, very good band, just didn't seem to get the audience, so they were as if they were too unknown to get a large crowd in. So I'll definitely be playing those and letting you know if I find out if they're going to be touring anywhere. Okay, what have I got coming up next? I'm actually running low on time, so as usual I'll just plow on with the tunes. We've got Obscenity Trial here. Well, you'd have thought I had. Hang on, I think I've just got to beat up the CD player slightly. Yes, fighting with the CD player is always, always fun. Especially on live radio. Right. This should work. been listening to, well, Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This last half hour just seems to have flown by. It seems only a couple of minutes ago I was doing the gig guide in clubs and stuff, and no, that's half an hour ago. We're nearly at the end of the show. I'll round off with telling you what I played there. We played Obscenity Trial with Here and Now, followed by Collide with Razor Sharp, and going a bit more old school, went for The Cure with In Between Days. And with that in mind, I'm going to stick to the fairly old school stuff and leave you with Chameleons with Swamp Thing. Just want to thank you for listening, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more of the same, and I hope you enjoyed. Good night.